Well, sadly enough, this is not the first time that something like this has happened. You can go all the way back to the end of World War II. The Canadian author James Baquet, back in 1989, wrote a book entitled Other Losses, which provides very credible evidence that General Dwight Eisenhower deliberately facilitated the deaths of a million Germans at the end of the Second World War by exposure and starvation. And how it was done, apparently, was to designate these Germans as quote-unquote disarmed enemy forces. That was a special legal term used for these POWs that enabled the United States to avoid scrutiny under the Third Geneva Convention for what they were doing. That's an important distinction because when we come to this current situation in Afghanistan, Rod Nordland of the New York Times, who wrote this story, underscoring that between 2010 and 2016, that there were 5,700 approximately child sexual abuses that had been chronicled by the U.S. military. And when the Special Inspector General for Afghan Reconstruction became involved, he noted in the Nordland story for the New York Times and admitted it that there had been no official action taken by the United States government of any kind on this matter until it was first published initially in the New York Times. What else is noteworthy about this is that several of these American military whistleblowers who did the right things in trying to get these things stopped were subsequently busted out of the military. Now, Patrick Leahy, the famous U.S. senator, had actually sponsored and authored a law that required the United States to cut off monies to any military organizations abroad, including in Afghanistan, where such things were going on and where such things were being tolerated. But just as was the case after the Second World War, American legislation was drawn up that contained something called the Notwithstanding Clause. What this basically says is that notwithstanding the Leahy Law, which was designed to protect human rights in Afghanistan and elsewhere, notwithstanding any other American laws that should pertain to these kinds of atrocities, that these sorts of American military subsidies to these kinds of Afghan military units could and should continue. This is absolutely atrocious, and of course it goes back not simply to what happened to all these German prisoners of war at the end of World War II, something that was apparently facilitated by Eisenhower himself. But more currently, of course, we see that this American government that has been aiding and abetting these child sexual abuses in Afghanistan is the same American government that winked when Muammar Gaddafi was murdered in extrajudicial fashion after an illegal NATO invasion of that country. This is the same American government that is supporting all of these Israeli atrocities in Palestine and Gaza. This is the same American government that has been working with ISIS and Al-Qaeda-affiliated organizations to attempt to overthrow the legitimate government of Syria. And this is the same American government that has been making overt threats to attack Iran, because this is what Benjamin Netanyahu and the Zionist State of Israel want the American government to do. This is all taken in totality a very, very ugly and evil picture. Some might even call it a satanic look at what has been going on in American foreign policy for many, many years. And clearly this Rod Nordland expose in the New York Times has made the United States look even worse, arguably, than it has for many, many years, especially in the wake of what happened in 2001.